Call to order the St. Lawrence County Board of Legislators meeting for September 9th. Roll call, please.
Reagan?
Are you here?
Reagan? Forsythe?
Here.
Lightfoot?
Here.
Sheridan?
Here.
Leader?
Here.
Denisha?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Akers?
Here.
Fay?
Here.
Haggard?
Here.
Arquette? Burke?
Here.
Arquette?
Here.
Terminelli?
Here.
Kern?
Here.
15 present.
Mr. Denisha, lead us in prayer, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, this evening, thank you for the opportunity to gather here as great citizens of the great wealth of the nation. As we approach the 11th of September, a day that represents the 18th anniversary of a series of four coordinated terrorist attacks against the United States on the morning of Tuesday, September 11th, 2001, let us give homage to the 2,996 people who perished that day. Let us not forget the sacrifices of those who brought before us, but also allow us the strength and courage to strive for compassion rather than fear. Grant this body the wisdom to make the best decisions and our deliberations, and courage to stand behind them. Give us the strength to decide our differences for the greater good. When this evening's work is complete, please guide us on our journey home and bring us all to safe return. For all these things, we ask your blessing in Jesus Christ, your Son, in whose name we have made it possible.
Amen. Amen. I have the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda for tonight by Mr. Sheridan, seconded by Ms. Kern. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I'd ask for a resolution approving the minutes of the August 5th board meeting by Mr. Forsythe, seconded by Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Are there any communications?
Thank you card was received from Sue Mendy for the sympathy card she received on her brother's passing. A thank you card was received from Taylor Arquette of Hammond Central School for the Capital District Off-Track Betting Scholarship awarded by St. Lawrence County. A thank you card was received from Keith Zimmerman for the celebration of his career and retirement gift.
Thank you. Now is the time for citizen participation. Any citizen wishing to address the board is asked to stand at the podium during the time that they make that address. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes, and please state your name before you're beginning the address. Is there anyone that wants to address the board this evening?
Hi, I'm Barb McBurney, and I'm the Constitution Week Chair of the Nahanawati Chapter of the Daughters of American Revolution. And your first resolution is one that we've asked that you pass, proclaiming the week of September 17th through September 23rd as Constitution Week. This celebration was started by the Daughters of the American Revolution in 1955 when the DAR petitioned Congress to set aside September 17th through 23rd annually for the observance of Constitution Week. This year is the 232nd anniversary of the framing of the Constitution of the United States of America by the Constitutional Convention. Constitution Week is a time for Americans to reaffirm the ideals of the framers of the Constitution had in 1787 by vigilantly protecting the freedoms guaranteed to us throughout this guardian of through this guardian of our liberties. And again, we would ask, and I have Madeline Pennington, another member, with more to say.
The preamble of the Constitution was written by Governor Morris, landowner, statesman, and the gentleman for whom the towns of Governor and Morristown in St. Lawrence County are named. The first 10 amendments are known as the Bill of Rights, and it is a list of basic human rights guaranteed by law. Today, there are 27 amendments, although there have been close to 10,000 amendments proposed since the Constitution's inception. Let us continue to study, understand, and support our Constitution. In closing, we want to thank you for taking the time from your busy schedules to consider this resolution celebrating America's most important document. Thank you.
Ladies, thank you very much for bringing that resolution to us. Is there anyone else that wishes to address the board? Seeing none, we'll move on to the presentation of resolutions. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, it is my honor to offer as a resolution proclaiming the week of September 17th through the 23rd of 2019 as Constitution Week.
Seconded by Mr. Forsyth, Ms. Curran, Ms. Terminelli, and Mr. Leader. Any discussion? Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, the ladies couldn't have said it better. It has been tested over time, the Constitution. It truly is indeed the guardian of our liberties, and particularly the Bill of Rights. The first 10 amendments are being challenged over and over. And throughout this time period, the Constitution has stayed firm and resounding in the rights for human liberties. I wholeheartedly support this resolution.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Moving along, Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution setting a date for a public hearing on proposed local law A for the year 2019, Sanctuary Code for the St. Lawrence County Public Health Department, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran. Is there a All right, the date for this public hearing that we are considering the resolution on will be October 7, 2019 at 5:50 p.m. in this chambers. Any further discussion? Mr. Haggard.
Yes, I just want to have a correction. I thought it was a mispronouncing of it. I think it's the sanitary code, not a sanctuary code.
Is that what I said, sanctuary?
No, I think that's what was proposed when it was proposed.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's sanitary code.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for catching that. Anyone else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
With the New York State Department of Health to accept opioid epidemic grant funding to fight the opioid epidemic in St. Lawrence County, I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Terminelli, Ms. Curran, Ms. Arquette, Mr. Akers. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract for the Early Intervention Administration Program for the Public Health Department, move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Mr. Akers, Ms. Terminelli, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an agreement between the Department of Social Services and Community Services for counseling services. I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Terminelli, Ms. Arquette, Ms. Curran, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan.
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Peter Ladd, PhD, for the rehabilitative and supportive counseling services, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution giving authorization to fill a caseworker CPS position in the Department of Social Services, and I move for its adoption.
There's a second. By Mr. Haggard, Mr. Fay, Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution giving authorization to fill a keyboard specialist position in the Department of Social Services, and I move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Haggard, Mr. Burke, Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have another resolution giving authorization to fill a clerk position in the Department of Social Services, and I move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Haggard, Mr. Burke. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for community services for an increase to the salary of the Chemical Dependency Program Director, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Sheridan? Is there a second? By Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan? Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
15 yes.
It's carried. Mr. Sheridan?
Mr. Chairman, I have a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for community services for a local tenant staffing agency contract, and I move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran? Mr. Perkins? Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha? 15 yes.
Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the probation department for funding received for polygraph examinations and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Mr. Perkins and Mr. Curran, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
15 yes.
Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for raise the age for the state fiscal year 2019-2020. Move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Ms. Terminelli, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the Planning Office for the Statewide Mass Transportation Operating Assistance Program and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Ms. Arquette and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Excuse me, it's a roll call.
Bay. Haggard. Arquette. Burke.
Yes.
Arquette.
Yes.
Terminelli.
Yes.
Curran.
Yes.
Reagan.
Yes.
Forsythe.
Yes.
Lightfoot.
Yes.
Sheridan.
Yes.
Leader.
Yes.
Denisha.
Yes.
Perkins.
Yes.
Acres?
Yes.
15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Acres.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution amending resolution number 318-2019, approving federal aid local project agreement, construction/construction inspection phase, South Shore Road over Oscatch River. Bid number 3340940, bid number 775371.
Seconded by Mr. Fay, Mr. Denisha, and Ms. Curran. Ms. Terminelli also. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorization to file a claim in the Navistar Max Force Engine Settlement. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran and Ms. Terminelli. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for authorization to fill the motor equipment operator position in the Department of Highways. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Mr. Burke, Ms. Terminelli, Ms. Curran, and Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution seeking authorization to fill a title searcher position in the Treasurer's Office. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Ms. Curran and Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the issuance of a negative declaration related to the construction of an emergency communication tower as part of the emergency radio dispatch system in the town of Governor in St. Lawrence County, New York. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Mr. Leader and Ms. Curran. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a lease agreement with the Cornell Cooperative Extension for office space at the Human Services Center. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Ms. Arquette, Mr. Denisha, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with St. Lawrence County North Country Events Incorporated for consultation on the development of an application for a permit to hold a public gathering. I move this resolution.
Second. Ms. Curran? Any discussion? Mr. Forsythe?
It's a question just concerning when do we think we'll have the final Bassmasters?
Go ahead.
Final number in what regard? Total participants?
Yeah.
We can make that request.
Thank you. Anyone else? Mr. Akers.
So, Mrs. Doyle, we were going to have like a closeout meeting. Has that been scheduled yet for this group?
That has not, but I'm hoping it will be this month before October.
Anyone else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution modifying the 2019 budget for the County Administrator's Office for grant funding for safety equipment for the St. Lawrence County Fire Department. So I move this resolution.
Seconded by Mr. Denisha, Ms. Terminelli, Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Roll call, excuse me.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Burke? Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
15 yes.
Carried. Mr. Akers?
I offer a resolution authorizing the settlement of the Supreme Court action case Donna N. Wells and James A. Wells versus the County of St. Lawrence and Matthew D. Bell and modifying the 2019 budget for the County Attorney's Office for Liability and Casualty Fund. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? Mr. Akers.
I will not be supporting this resolution. It's my responsibility as finance chair to bring this forth. I believe that this intersection was well marked and that the participants involved in this accident were well aware of the intersection, and I will not be supporting it.
Anyone else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. I beg your pardon? You want a roll call on? Roll call, please.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
No.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
No.
Sheridan?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
No.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Resolution is carried. Mr. Akers.
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution appointing a St. Lawrence County historian. I move this resolution.
Is there a second? Ms. Curran, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Forsythe, would you offer the next resolution, please? Is there a second? By Ms. Curran and Ms. Arquette. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Terminelli?
Yes.
Curran?
Yes.
Reagan?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Sheridan? Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Haggard?
Yes.
Arquette? 15 yes.
Resolution is carried. Mr. Akers?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution for authorizing the continuation of the current vacancy review process and accepting recommendations made by the County Administrator. I move this resolution.
Seconded by Mr. Forsythe, Mr. Denisha, and Ms. Curran. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. County Administrator?
Want to remind you that there'll be no meeting next week. We've adjusted the schedule to provide for NYSAC, which is scheduled September 16th through the 18th.
And also, the fishing tournament in Messina that the board has supported will take place September 19th through September 21st. So I want to mention that we won't meet again prior to that tournament. I will get information for you on the total number of participants from Bassmasters that we can gather, as well as schedule the debrief. So I'll schedule that by email. I wanted to share with you that the Hubleton Alumni Association honored Mary Lou Rupp with a Distinguished Alumni Award on August 31st, and I was in attendance and had an opportunity to talk with Bill, her husband, who had graciously accepted the award on her behalf, and also to speak with him regarding the interest the board has expressed in hanging a portrait of Mary Lou in the clerk's office. He is agreeable and excited at the opportunity. I told him also that it would be wonderful if we could do that in October, which will be the sixth month of her passing. So I'll coordinate that with the board, and we'll make sure we can have a reception and greet her family at that time as well. Last Thursday, September the 5th, the Office of Mental Health recertified the mental health clinic in community services with a three-year certificate. That will expire on October 31st, so that will provide a certificate for them for 2019 through 2022. And they were also cited for three areas of exemplary professionalism. They include the requests for services to be addressed in an appropriate and timely manner, assessments that also include initial risk of self-harm, as well as an effort recognized by the Office of Mental Health to track a system-wide effort to reduce disengagement. So those were three areas that our clinic was cited for just this last week. When they receive the report, I'll make sure to share that with the board as well. Many of you are aware that we participate in accepting credit cards or making payment with credit cards for the county. It is referred to as the BMO. That is the Bank of Montreal, with whom we do business. The rebate associated with this since 2014 and 15 has been $174,807.49. And we've been honored twice by NYSAC for being the highest reaching county with regard to rebates over the years. This year, for 2018-19, we have exceeded our expectations, and the final report's not in, but it looks like just for this last year, $103,366.67. So our purchasing department works diligently and tirelessly to reach as high a rebate. They've actually increased their goal for this coming year. So we're very proud of the efforts that they receive with regard to the rebates. I mentioned last time we met with regard to the siting board request for the Rich Road Solar Energy Center. I have shared that letter request with legislators Akers, Fay, and Lightfoot. The letter is in your mailboxes, as well as reached out to Supervisor Ashley to discuss the nominations that the town will be making with regard to that siting board. So we'll keep you posted when we hear an update on their application. On August 29th, as mentioned to you at Finance, we held a conference call with the Government Accountability Office that was investigating the plan 2014 through the IJC. Chairman Lightfoot was able to participate at the request of Senators Schumer and Gillibrand. The Government Accountability Office is doing an investigation both of how the plan was developed, implemented, and communicated to the local residents. So I think we went into the call expecting that we would be provided information, when I believe at this point they're still gathering data for communities surrounding the lake as well as along the river. So we were allowed and able to provide a great deal of input about being included in the process and about many of the challenges that faced the North Country this year with regard to water levels. With regards to the Operations Committee, which will be held in combination with services, there'll be a resolution, which you adopted a resolution earlier this year with regard to advertising. So 2 years ago, we combined the advertising budgets for department heads. Typically, we don't budget for those without the expectation of a retirement or departure. We've placed that in the Human Resources budget, and with the second search for emergency services and the most recent Youth Bureau search, we have exhausted that budget, and we'll be bringing you a request to transfer some funds to pay for that. Tomorrow, the Vacancy Review Committee will meet, and there are 17 to be considered. We do have legislative planning to attend. Also on Thursday in Ogdensburg at the Dubisky Center, the fourth public meeting for the Ready Commission, or the information to be forwarded to the Ready Commission, will be held. They have narrowed the projects, so certainly something I think worth attending and understanding where the group has come, condensing the projects and attempting to identify areas of interest for the Ready Commission to consider. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, August 29th, the Canton Human Services Initiative met and will meet again in December to elect the officers for 2020. This last Tuesday, September 3rd, we returned to office hours for the county of 9 to 5. And certainly, you're aware, most offices are open on either end of that with the flex schedule that's utilized. They often end up open prior to 9 o'clock and after 5 o'clock. But those are the county's office hours. And I also wanted to mention that I'd like to invite Randy Merrill, who you've just appointed as the historian for St. Lawrence County, to one of our meetings that fits her schedule, and hold a little reception to welcome her as our historian. Questions?
Mr. Akers.
What was the date Ready?
September 12th is Thursday.
Thursday
at 4 o'clock, I believe. I'll confirm that by email.
Mr. Hager.
Yes. Ruth, I had a question about the Bassmasters that was talked about. Have they reimbursed us for the in-kind planning we did for the emergency services?
I know that we have sent along the bill. I can check to see if that's been received.
Anyone else? Anything else? All set? Okay. Is there any old business? Any new business?
Mr. Chairman, I was asked hold off on introducing
Are you clear on that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you. Anyone else? New business? Seeing none, we have.
Dana, did you report on your thing in Whitaker Park? Would you talk about that for us, please, the shredding the stigma?
Sure.
Have a mic, please.
So it was 2 weeks ago that we had the event. It was in Waddington. There was about, I think, 300 people who showed. We had great presentations by, it was Tony Hoffman. I thought he did a great job. And for those of you that were there, you might want to speak and say what you thought. But he did do a nice presentation. He stayed to speak with people, you know, kind of like on a one-to-one basis. And then he, on the fly, did the dedication at the end as well. So he was a great guy. We had a great set of, I think, six people from the area talk about their situations. And we had great questions the whole day. And it kind of went off without a hitch. And we got it together, like, in 6 weeks. So I thought it was great.
Mr. Reagan.
I would just like to commend you on holding it, and I think that, you know, your efforts at helping to bring together the county agencies and other agencies across the county to create a coordinated effort to address the opioid epidemic is extremely important. I think an event like that that drew 300 people is quite an accomplishment, especially during the summer months, especially on a weekend. I think that your entire department deserves a lot of credit for that, as well as all of the members of the opioid task force that you helped bring together. I think, you know, earlier tonight, this board passed resolution authorizing to accept a grant to help fight the opioid epidemic is just another example of the efforts that are being made, not just by your department, but by the chemical and substance abuse people, by probation, by the sheriff's department, by a host of state and federal agencies who are working together to address a problem that we're seeing in too many of our communities. And I am very pleased that St. Lawrence County has become the leader of bringing all of this together, because this is a problem that is too large for any one agency by itself to address. It is a social problem. It is a criminal justice problem. It is a mental health problem. It is a, you know, we can go on and on and on. And but, you know, you're making a real impact. And I think we need to commend you and all the people that you're working with and the agencies that are coming together to address, you know, a real crisis in our midst. And it's, you know, not going to get over with immediately. It's going to take all of our communities pulling together, all of our agencies, you know, pooling their efforts and finding ways to help families and individuals and deal with the long-term hard work that's going to be involved in helping prevent people from putting themselves and their families through this terrible epidemic. So thank you, and especially thank you for your efforts to make it easier for families to attend the event. And, you know, in so I just appreciate your efforts.
The feedback that we did hear is that it was a very safe environment, so people felt just very comfortable to talk and to ask questions. We did train 32 people in Narcan, and so that happened. We do have a new way where you can just, just kind of like come up to a table and they do a quick training. And so some of our staff here were trained as well. And the presenter who we had come, he goes around to all sorts of areas. And he said this was a very well kind of organized time. He goes to some of these where it's their first event. And if they get like 10 to 20 people, that's good. So we felt kind of really good about it. So thank you.
Mr. Akers?
It was a great event. I mean, I recognize several people in the audience. They were there with their families. And I think it's important to remember that these people that are struggling with addiction, that they have children, they have wives, they have husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends, or whatever. And like your bouncy house and the other games that you had for the kids, it allowed these individuals to come and bring their families. The speaker himself was really, I mean, he talked for probably an hour and a half, and it was really spellbinding. And Nicole was there. And he talked about as he started out as a really good athlete, one of the best basketball players and any sport that he had attained. But he had a self-image problem, and through this self-image problem, he became very shy, unsure of himself, and he turned to drugs, still while playing sports, and finally dropped out and just escalated into harder drugs. And he started out the example of a picture of an addict in an alley using a syringe and sucking water out of a mud puddle to cook the heroin. And that, in the end, that was him. And he ended up in prison, and then he ended up going through a transformation, you know, struggling with addiction still, and becoming a member of an Olympic team as a coach, professional BMX bicycler. There was a tremendous turnout of your staff, and Ruth and her husband were blowing up balloons, and it was a really nice event, and the speaker was really, really excellent, and I think it made a difference to those that were there. I mean, I saw parents whose sons were addicted and struggling, so it was very worthwhile.
Ms. Arquette.
I'm just wondering, between the Narcan training that you did on site and the Narcan training that you had at the libraries around the county, do you know approximately how many people were trained?
So it was 32 at the event, and I think we just did about like 110 through the libraries, and it was the smallest towns that had the largest crowds. I think it was Russell that had 10, and there were some others too, but we had some sites that were like 2 and 3, and those were not usually just the smallest towns. And it's not our department, that's the community services department, so they need to receive that thanks as well.
Anyone else? Seeing none, we have need for an executive session for litigations, negotiations, personnel, employment history and qualifications, and appointments. Motion to go into executive session by Mr. Forsythe, seconded by Ms. Curran and Mr. Denisha. All in favor? Opposed? Carried. We'll move to executive session.
Chairman, I have an appointment to the Community Services Board, term to expire December 31st, 2022. Ray Babowitz, 3841 State Highway 37, Augsburg.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Nishi. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, I offer for reappointment to the St. Lawrence County Industrial Development Agency for a term to expire on September 30th of 2022, Andrew McMahon of Messina. I also offer for reappointment to the Fisheries Advisory Board for a term to expire August 5th of 2024, Jim Boyce of Messina. I move these appointments.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. I have one appointment to make after a request from Pat Ames, Department of Health Department Extension. I'm going to appoint the current board representative to the Department of Health Department Extension Board to the Board of Directors of the Department of Health Department Extension. Thank you very much.
Motion to adjourn. So moved, Mr. President.